Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There wasn't much hope that a lot would come out of this meeting. There were a lot of issues on the table. One important aspect was that Russia and the U.S. reopened lines of communications, and that objective seems to have been accomplished with U.S. and Russian ambassadors returning to their posts now. They had been working from home for the past few months. There are still critical hurdles ahead. Russian meddling in U.S. politics, cyber attacks, and its aggressive behavior in Ukraine. Putin said the meeting was to make the world safer and more reliable. And according to President Biden, human rights will always be on the table. He accomplished, he said, what he came to do, meet face to face. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.